Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Accra, a thriving West African city, embodies the pulse of Ghanaian hospitality and culture, creating unforgettable experiences that captivate the hearts of many. Hosting over 100 international conferences and events annually, the city attracts millions of business travelers and tourists, generating significant demand for hotel rooms. This surge in demand presents a unique opportunity for investors to tap into the hospitality market, and DevTraco Plus is at the forefront of this opportunity. Introducing Hotel at the Address, the third and final tower of the Address, offering a range of luxurious units with impeccable finishing and top-of-the-line amenities. Managed by international hotel operators, this investment promises exceptional guest experiences, high occupancy rates, outstanding returns for investors, and long-term value appreciation. Own a hotel room at the Address, diversify your investment, and benefit from a shared income system whilst increasing potential returns.
It's 6 days to the December elections. Hello and welcome to the Midday News on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra. It's also live on Love 99.5 in Kumasi, affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions, and myjoyonline.com. Coming up.
Oh, yeah. NDC, Beba. Hey.
And yeah, I'm a bit home. Yeah, and I give you a meda. Wow.
The NDC and MPP turned the Ashanti region into a key battleground ahead of Saturday's election. Intensifying campaigns in a boot-for-boot contest will take you live to Kumasi for the latest from both camps. Also, here in Accra, President Akufo-Addo says boots on the ground to galvanize support for Dr. Bawumia. We'll touch base with our presidential correspondent, Elton Broby, for more. And later, the grand final of the Big Chef Tertiary is finally airing later today. But what do the judges expect?
I'm actually very confident in the finale.
I believe they've learned a lot over these few weeks, and being able to understand your ingredients is very key.
Details of these and more with me, Mami Sinyamiche Thompson. We are your home of independent, fearless and credible journalism. Let's dig in now. With just 6 days to the highly anticipated election, the Ashanti region has become the epicenter of political activity as the NDC and NPP presidential candidates ramp up efforts to win over voters. Both parties are back to solidify their foothold in the region. Let's start with the NPP flag bearer, Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia, who has been touting government's achievement in the education sector after touching base there this morning. He spoke at the commissioning of the modern Otuo Seribo STEM Junior High School.
Otuo Seribo STEM Junior High School, no, one of the model STEM schools. Ushanoa, Ujindi say we are junior high school. Ushanoa, Obibo Kase.
The Otuo Seribo is one of the schools under the STEM model project. It doesn't even look like a junior high school. It takes after a university. All the gadgets for STEM education are here. By the time students leave for the university, they will be very intelligent.
And you heard there Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia in the Ashanti region. Let's touch base with our reporter, Nana Boachi Yadom. Nana, that was a swift one because as of last night, the vice president was in the Eastern region. Beyond the commissioning, what more is he up to? Unfortunately, Nana Boachi Adams' lines are very, very bad. But Nana, if you could reposition yourself so we come back to you, what more has he been saying? Nana Boachi, can you...
I was saying that the Vice President, after commissioning the Otuo Seribo STEM Junior High School, is in the Philadelphia Church. This church is where President John Mahama was 3 days ago. And the Vice President is also here to receive prayers. He's expected to move out of this place to the Asante Atim North constituency, where he will be having stakeholders' engagement and also hold a mini rally. This would be the very last time the Vice President is coming to the Asante region. And second, apart from his 15-day tour, which he had last month. And so this is going to be the last time the Vice President is going to be in the region to garner votes and also solidify the party's base in the region.
Thank you very much, Nana Boachi Adam. To the NDC camp now, where presidential candidate John Dramani Mahama has been on a campaign walk this morning. Maxwell Agbagba is there for us. Maxwell, what can you report?
Well, John Mahama, the NDC presidential candidate, is still speaking. In his speech, he stated that he had long planned to visit the Asante region for his tour, but the campaign team was unable to do so earlier due to Dr. Baumia's activities in the region. He expressed surprise upon this morning that the NPP presidential candidate has returned to the region. According to him, Dr. Mahmoud Baumia can bring his entire campaign machinery to the Asante region, but it will not prevent him from losing the election. Now, addressing the media and police personnel and others who will be participating in the special election, in the special voting tomorrow, he urged them to reflect on the hardship they have endured in recent years. He says that the wind of change should begin with them. He reiterated his concerns about what he described as the neglect of the Asante region by the NPP. He assured that the NDC would complete all the interchanges and infrastructure projects left unfinished by the current government.
Maxwell, you've also been getting the reactions of residents in the region. What have they been saying?
Well, it appears that there's a general feeling of dissatisfaction among the section of the population here in this region. You can see that from the placards and the many inscriptions that you see when you're walking about in town, and also from my interaction with some of the residents. Many of them say that they feel neglected by this current government. They say they see all the commissioning happening in different parts of the country. They expected to see more of that here in this region, which is supposed to be the stronghold of the NPP. But they say that is absent. I've been speaking with some of them.
And you look at the masses of people showing up here. It's sending a clear message that Asante region has been neglected for far too long. The youth here want a change. They want a reset so that Ghana can go back to where Mahama left, so that it can show up that really NDC and at the same time people in Asante region want a change for a better region.
Yes, you have been neglected. Yes, as the people was coming to power, they said that they are going to do 5 interchanges in Asante region, which couldn't come on. They said that they're going to do a match in Asante region, because the Asante region is their stronghold. But today we are telling them that Asante region is not their stronghold.
We are here, NDC. We are conquering all the region. Inshallah, we will conquer all.
And you hear the sounds from the Asante region. Well, back here in Accra, President Akufo-Addo is worshipping with the Holy Trinity Anglican Church at Accra Central for the start of a tour of the Greater Accra region to galvanize support for NPP ahead of the Saturday. Presidential correspondent Elton Brobe is there for us. Elton, tell us more.
It's just going to be 3 days of mostly commission of projects, meeting with traditional rulers, and of course, Vietnam and constituent executives of the party. Currently, as we speak, the president is worshiping with the Holy Trinity Anglican Church here on the at the Accra High Street. And then when he is done, he will move to the AMA conference room, where he will hold meetings with regional and constituent executives of the NPP. That meeting will last for 2 hours, after which we will now move to the Jamestown Harbour to meet with the Wolomen and other traditional rulers here in the Greater Accra region. The aim, according to handlers of the president, is to galvanize support for the Baumia presidency and the parliamentary candidates here in the Greater Accra region, because it is presumed that the Greater Accra is going to be the real battleground. Currently, the numbers are not something that any of the party can have comfort with. So, therefore, the need for the president to push this thing through until Saturday, December 7th, where the Ghanaian people will go to the vote, sit to the polls, and elect a president and members of parliament. So it's going to be mostly commissioning of projects and, of course, meeting with regional constituency executives.
Mm. All right. Thank you so much, Elton, who is following the president on his tour of the Greater Accra region. Still in the election headquarters, presidential candidate and leader of New Force, Nana Kwame Bediako, is confident of victory in next week's general election when he joined worshippers at Parish Chapel to thank God for his successful campaign.
Well, they always say, if you saw any politician in church, he's there to campaign. I guess you can clearly see that me and Sam George were here, not for campaign, but to worship God, to show appreciation, to praise God, and to show the world that God is with us. Today, I'm coming here for Thanksgiving, to give thanks to God, protecting us, guiding us, all the driving, all the places, the food we ate and everything. We were able to at least give hope to Ghanaians that most of us have never met. I'm happy that he has taken us through this. But we want to also give this thanksgiving for Bishop and the rest of the bishops and pastors of this country to pray for Ghana for a peaceful election. That's most important.
And you are the presidential candidate for the New Force, Nana Kwame Bediako. Meanwhile, Asante Hene, Otuvo Setutu II, has called for Parliament to resolve its issues. The Speaker of Parliament, Alban Bagbin, adjourned the House indefinitely with government business still hanging. Speaking at the 50th congregation of the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, Otuvo Setutu II called for a truce to forestall peaceful democratic governance.
The successful administration of the country under the political party would require a large dose of bipartisan cooperation. Tragically, the current impasse has so ruptured the bipartisan spread that it threatens to spill over into the future, crushing this prospect for bipartisan cooperation in the next parliament. Let us join together the beating of hearts of our people from the village to city across Ghana and invoke the cardinal spirit of reconciliation to urge our political leaders to step back from the path to green and return to the path of bipartisan cooperation to restore our hopes for future progress and prosperity.
And just before we head out, the grand finale of Big Chef Tertiary airs today on Joy Prime. This evening at 4 p.m., Michelle Ejukum caught up with the esteemed judges to get their thoughts on the competition. Here's her report.
As the heat rises in the kitchen, so does the anticipation for the grand finale of Big Chef Tertiary this Sunday. The season has served up an unforgettable blend of culinary artistry, fierce competition, and heartwarming stories. Contestants have brought their A-game to the table. The season's judges, Chef Rafiatu and nutritionist Rejoice, agree that the finalists face a monumental task this Sunday, but they are equally confident that this season's competitors have what it takes to deliver.
So far, I think my expectations for the students or the contestants have been very high, so it was very hard to impress me. For now, I feel like they've had a lot of time to practice and research and train, but I'm actually very confident in the finale.
I believe they've learned a lot over these few weeks, and being able to understand your ingredients is very key. A team that is able to understand the ingredients that they are working with, how to blend the ingredients to create an amazing dish, is what will set them apart from the rest. And of course, nutrition is always key.
As the judges take their seats for one last time, the stage is set for an epic culinary battle. Catch all the action and the intense drama on Joy Prime as we bring you the live coverage of Big Chef Tertiary finale at 4 p.m. later today.
And that's how we end this afternoon's bulletin here on Joy 99.7 FM. You've been hearing from both the NDC and the NPP, making the Ashanti region a key battleground ahead of this Saturday's election. I am Amisi Nyamiche Thompson.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.